Like fall in New York, there's a season it seems many Arizonans look forward to, monsoon season. But unlike the Big Apple, monsoon weather is somewhat unique to the Southwest, and you never quite know what it'll bring.
For a series exploring personal relationships to the monsoon, producer Paige Phelps first introduces us to Mike Olbinski, just your average wedding photographer slash storm chaser. Mike's claim to fame was filming a dust storm you probably remember, which serendipitously happened to coincide with the internet's fascination with the word haboob.
My name's Mike, and I've lived in Arizona my whole life. When you live here in the desert, the thunderstorms are what you look forward to in the summer because it's just so miserable hot. It's 105 degrees out, and then these storms roll through, and suddenly it's like in the low 80s, and there's thunder and rain. It's kind of what makes it tolerable. I've been into weather here since I was a little kid. I grew up watching lightning out the window. It's one of my first memories is seeing a lightning strike probably a couple hundred feet behind our house in a field and being blinded. Like, I couldn't see anything, and it was so amazing. When I got into weather photography, lightning was the first thing that I wanted to shoot. July 5th, 2011, I had a text from some friend who said, Mike, there's a great dust storm coming in from Santan Mountains. Okay, this dust storm is rolling towards Phoenix. They'll roll over downtown. And little did I know when I pull up that this is the most historic dust storm like anyone's ever seen here. I stood there, set up my camera, stood back, and was just freaking out. I've never seen anything like it. I think it was over 5,000 feet tall, and I think it was 70 to 100 miles wide. It was incredible. I raced home right after that and put the time lapse together, and within like 30 minutes, an hour, it was going viral. And I called it Massive Haboob Hits Phoenix because I've seen that word for the dust storms in the Middle East, and then it went viral, and so everyone started using that word. Storm chasing is an addiction, and I can't help but do it. Chasing on the plains and chasing the monsoon are two totally different things. What's kind of different out here is out in the plains, you get supercells that are rotating. They're kind of like living organisms that can travel like 100 miles. Out here, our storms go up and then down, and that's how our dust storms form, where that air rushes to the ground and kicks up the dust. So here, our high base storms put on an incredible lightning show. Coupled with our beautiful landscapes, the desert, I think here it's a little bit slower paced and relaxing. If you get a good storm go up over you and there's lightning dropping for like 15, 20 minutes, it's beautiful just to stand there and watch it. Lightning, dust, and the chase. That's what it is.
That was Mike Olbinski, monsoon photographer. He's holding a monsoon photography class this weekend. You can head to our site, KJZZ.org/the show for the link.